Hi guys, welcome back to Podcast for Tea. So today we're going to be talking about two different things, and I'm just so excited to do this again. This is my second episode, and thank you for 6 views. It means a lot to me, and I just love you all so much, and thank you. Sorry if I sound a little weird, but I'm a little sick. And I have nothing to do, so that's why I'm doing this. Okay, so let's get started. Okay, as we know so far, Nessa and Jayna have been dating for about 1 or 2 months. So far, everything was moving too fast. Everybody said, like, they went on a date, a kissing video got linked, they got matching tattoos. Well, Nessa got a new tattoo of a baby. A baby Cupid, as the same one Jayden had. So, yeah. So, from Hollywood Fix, they've just got done from a dinner date, you know, chilling and doing, like, everything. And apparently they were holding hands and, yeah. So, yeah, they were, like, holding hands, Hollywood Fix, like, got on video like they always do. And if you like Hollywood Fix, if you know Hollywood Fix, I don't want to cause any problems. I'm just saying, Fletcher, the person behind the camera from Hollywood Fix, they need to let people get their privacy because a lot of drama has been, that's the whole reason most of this drama has ever started. They just can't keep it by themselves and, like, let them live their life because they're all still just kids and adults trying to find, like, everything. So moving on. So Jayden started something, something on his IGTV. It's called Jayden, who the is Jayden, and yeah, and he's talking about a lot of things to answering a lot of questions and doing, like, a lot of activities on there so people get to know him for him. And so he showed this one clip that was him holding Nessa's dog. If you know, Nessa got a dog and it's from Josh. He said, quotations, my dog, and everybody's just freaking out and posting about that in everything. I was very shocked myself. It was like, I don't know. Like, everything is moving so fast in my perspective. It's just like, I love them both equally, and I'm just happy they're living their life because, as you know, they're still just kids. I'm a kid. And I don't really know anybody, but I'm just happy they're doing what they're doing and being happy. But also, what have been, like, all over Instagram is when Jayden was doing his IGTV thing in his room recording, people have noticed a picture of Nessa on his room wall, and, like, it's so unbelievable that they're, like, moving this fast. I'm happy they love each other and they, like, found people they love and everything. Okay, but enough of that. Moving on to the Sweet House, you know, Josh, Bryce, Griffin, and everybody else. So, as you know, they started this reality show, and things have just been going so hard for them. Like, if you know, Josh and Griffin's manager is, like, getting into their heads and making them quit the show and everything and leaving the show. And Bryce is not having any of it. He is pissed off, and I feel so bad. But also, like, a few days later, Bryce invited Josh over for dinner, and, like, he asked Josh if he was actually leaving Sway or just, like, quitting the show. he was like, I don't know, man. It's just like everything has been going on and everybody's just like coming at me as once and like everything else. And I really hope Sway doesn't end because Josh thought it ended like a few months ago, but then they all started coming together and hanging out. So at this point, we really doesn't know. We don't actually know, and Josh doesn't even know himself and everything that is going on, and I feel so bad. I love Sway so much, and I love Bryce, Josh, and everybody in this way. Sorry if it sounds like I'm crying, I am, but yeah. So, as you know, Bryce has been going through a hard time and, like, getting a lot of hate for no reason. I don't think it's no reason because I never really been on social media at all this week. But I don't really know why he is getting hate. I respectfully don't think he deserves any of it. He is the best. He's just trying to make everything work and keep his, like, his reality life, like, out of camera. But no matter what, it always gets linked. There's always a video that's getting linked or posted on social media and everything. I think Josh is so sweet, and his mom is lucky to have a son like him and everything. He's trying to find her a house. He's trying to take care of her ever since Bryce's dad has been in jail when he was just, like, a teenager, like, 16, 17. And I'm just happy he's doing all of this, and, like, trying to be a better person. Okay, I lied. Actually, we have 3 segments in this. Now we're going to talk about the Hype House. So, as you know, if you've been on social media and everything, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, you know Hype House is getting a Netflix show. And everybody is really mad at Netflix and saying they canceled the best shows because they're just putting some silly old house talking about TikTok dances and just being famous, bragging on Netflix. And I've seen Alex's TikTok video he posted or YouTube video. I just saw it from a random account that that's not what the show is really about. It's about what they all been through out of camera, and like he's been in an abusive home and he's trying not to reveal so much about the show so he can't say much. And I feel sorry for them. Like, please don't hate me for this, but I would love to see a Hype House, like, on Netflix. And I watch Netflix mostly every day, and there's barely any other shows for me to watch. And, oh my god, I'm so fucking tired. It's 1 in the morning. But, yeah, I feel so sorry for all the hate people are getting and everything else. But exciting news, if you love Addison Rae, you know she's in a movie called He's All That, that is releasing on Netflix at August 7th, and I'm just so excited for that too. And I honestly love everybody, even though if they had bad times or did something bad, I think everybody should be given a chance. And, like, they shouldn't be judged for anything because maybe it was a mistake. Julia Laverne, oh, she's a different matter. But, yeah. That's all I really wanted to talk about today. And, yeah, thank you for watching or listening to Podcast for Tea. And I'm going to be trying, like, to come out with more and everything else. I'm writing down ideas, and I'm just gonna try to post as much as I can. And yeah, bye. Talk to you guys later.